Merci, monsieur le président.
Thank you, sir. I align myself with the statement made by the European Union. I'd like to make a couple of comments in my national capacity. First of all, I'd like to thank the Indian presidency, who effectively guided the negotiations on the GGE laws in 2017 and 2018. I have no doubt that the negotiations which will pursue under the new presidency will be constructive and relevant. The GGE report bears witness indeed to the interest and the issues involved when it comes to the autonomy of emerging weapons and systems. We wanted to hail the participation of all high contracting parties, but also representatives of civil society. And we believe that the presentations have contributed to the quality and to further deepening our debate. As you know, we believe that this is the most appropriate forum to launch these discussions because it enables to include all of the international community in a dialogue which is informed, which is fed by various expertise, particularly military expertise, and also makes it possible to seek a balance, which we feel is vital with respect to the military defense and humanitarian concerns. Following the useful discussion which took place, establishing a GGE in 2017 bore witness to the commitment to move towards to common goals and objectives when it comes to laws. The two issues of GGE 2018 have also enabled us to make substantive progress in this regard. And we are particularly pleased to note that there is a consensus on the joint common guiding principles. Amongst these are the applicability of international humanitarian law to all weapon systems and also the need to maintain human control when it comes to the use of force. We've also recognized the need in line with international law with respect to the acquisition or development being prohibited, and promising discussions have been held on the human-machine interaction. So we hail the progress made, and we remain fully mobilized to push the negotiations and discussions forward. We believe that the one particular subject is important when it comes to the characteristics of the systems concerned, and we continue to believe that opening negotiations on the adoption of a legally binding instrument would be premature. The priority should be to continue to broaden common understanding of the issues of laws. As you know, France and Germany have made specific proposals in 2017 aiming to reach a more specific characterization of the issue of human control to define common and joint goals for autonomous weapons, which may be part of a political declaration. And lastly, gather together a working party, a committee of experts on laws. France endorses the recommendations made by the GGE report of laws in 2019, or which will be made in 2019, which will last for a number of days to be adopted in 2018. Thank you.